We are so fortunate to have such a great listening audience, yourself included, and we appreciate you and never take you for granted. And we appreciate the experts who decide to wake up with us in the morning here, Monday through Friday, from 6 till 9 as well. And they're very interested in helping their fellow listeners. That would include our friend, Dr. Tom Rafai. He is, he's the founder and CEO of FlexMD. He's associated with Harvard Medical School and the True Health Initiative Board of Directors. He's a busy guy, but never too busy to offer us helpful information. And when I say helpful information, I mean life-changing, life-extending, life-saving information. And that's where we are again with Dr. Tom Rafai. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Paul. Wow, the pressure's on. Thank you so much.
Well, it, but
you
did, it is.
You welcomed me with some great Kiss music in the background, so I'm fired up.
The pressure is always on. But you deliver. You deliver, and we appreciate it. And you're delivering really good news, better news for people.
Really, an easy math, Paul. It's going to be very easy and very, very doable. The math on this comes from a study called the Cardia study. A couple thousand people were given special accelerometers, basically pedometers, but a little bit more sensitive for any type of movement. Essentially showing that just adding 2,000 steps per day, because the average American is around 5,000, and so they saw this dramatic drop in mortality from all causes. And everyone, it was whatever ethnicity, especially we're talking about middle age, but nevertheless, this is a target, very important target audience. Any mortality from just adding 2,000 steps per day. Now, that comes down to basically 2 10-minute walks, 4 or 5-minute walk. It takes about a minute to do 100 steps on average. It is absolutely, in fact, important to say this was really no sweating required and distributed throughout the day type of movement. Now, since the days that I went with Keith Famey up into the mountains of Sardinia and we filmed the movie The Embrace of Aging, which right. Dan Buettner was in, and he's also espoused, the longevity populations don't really exercise. Now, no offense against exercisers. I'm a gym rat myself, but the truth is the real cake is in non-exercise activity time, and the icing may be adding some exercise to it. But sitting all day, working out in the morning, then sitting all day long is probably not going to give you the same benefits as what we're finding here. Simple, no sweat steps spread throughout the day, turning it up just a little bit, 2,000 steps extra from going from 5 to 7,000. There were some added benefits up to that magical 10,000, but it was some diminishing returns. The real chunk of it was so simple. And I'll tell you something else we're seeing in data of people who get light activity distributed throughout the day, Paul. They have lower appetite. Whereas brisk exercise may increase appetite, and that seems logical, chronic sitting seems to increase appetite too. So you're kind of stuck with this relationship where some people, for instance, who exercise very heavily in the morning and then sit all day and wonder why their appetite is so out of control, we kind of get what's going on here. Hunger hormones may be reduced. And the timing is really important too, because I'll leave you with why the American Diabetes Association is now recommending to not sit for more than 30 minutes without some degree of activity, 5 minutes. And they mentioned even kicking your legs under the table, anything. When they looked at what would control blood sugar after dinner better, either 45 minutes of brisk exercise in the morning or 15 minutes of a light walk within 30 minutes of your last bite of dinner. Of course, I'm a physician. I've been a terrible attorney because I've totally led the witness to the obvious answer. It was the 15 minutes of light walking after dinner. Now, this doesn't mean don't exercise. Exercise, brisk exercise may help you with your focus, your bone health, your blood pressure. But when it comes to blood sugar and insulin sensitivity and just longevity, it seems like a car. You don't want it to sit. It rots. You don't want to hammer it all the time. I give good Detroit auto analogies, don't I? That's obviously not going to be good for the car. The sweet spot is right in the middle.
You know, I've said it before, just because it's what I lived and what I watched. Grandpa Harry lived to be 100 way back when it wasn't popular. We got people living to be 100 all the time now, but this was 20 years ago, maybe longer now. But he always just loved to take a walk after dinner. Now, he didn't know anything about 10,000 steps or 7,000 steps. He just liked to take a walk after dinner. And what you just said to me may have, I hope, finally changed my life. Kim goes walking every night, and I come up with an excuse every night why I can't do it. Well, I got to get ready for the show. Oh, I taped 14 newscasts. I got to watch them. All these excuses. But, you know, you've taken away that really high bar of 10,000 steps, and you put it into terms that all of us can relate to, maybe just 2,000 more steps than we're already taking, which equals about 7,000, and you broke it down into 2 5-minute walks or 2 10-minute walks or whatever it is you said, Doc. That's very, very doable and excuse-proof. So absolutely. I thank you for that.
No, my pleasure. Absolutely. And breaking it up even into tinier pieces for people who have joint issues. By the way, I do recommend good walking shoes. 2 10-minute walks, 4 5-minute walks. It could be 10 2-minute walks. Just move around throughout the day and you will find unlock a major secret to longevity. Not complicated.
Can't wait for your book. When it comes out, we're going to talk more about it. We may talk before then, but the Flex 5, your 5 keys to get lean, reverse disease, and forever health. It will be released in a couple of years at least by then. And we wish you well on that. Dr. Tom Rafai, founder and CEO of FlexMD, God bless you. Thanks for your help.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
And he's never sent us a bill for making a house call to your house or mine on WJR.